American Language Course, Book 13, Tape 2A. Hello. Open your books to the activities for Tape 2A.
Look at Figure 1 and repeat the word and the sentence. Number 1, cotton. We get cotton from a plant. Number 2, wool. We get wool from sheep. Number 3, silk. Natural material. Silk is a natural material. Number 4, rubber. Man-made. Some rubber is man-made and some is natural. Number 5, leather. We get leather from animals. Number 6, plastic. We make many things out of plastic. Number 7, nylon. We make stockings out of nylon. Number 8, rings. Bracelets. Chains. Necklaces. Earrings. Jewelry. Rings, bracelets, chains or necklaces, and earrings are jewelry. Number 9, diamonds. Diamonds are very expensive stones. Number 10, silver. Gold, copper, metals, silver, gold, and copper are metals. Number 11, iron. Iron is a strong metal. We use it for many things. Number 12, rocks. Some people enjoy climbing rocks. Number 13, polyester. We make a lot of clothes out of polyester.
Look at Figure 2. Take notes on the dialogues and then answer the questions. You will hear each dialogue twice.
I like dresses made of cotton.
Oh, Dana, I don't. I like to wear wool clothes. That's why winter is my favorite time.
I think wool is expensive, Joan. I can buy 3 pairs of cotton pants for the price of 1 pair of wool pants.
Well, wool is not as expensive as silk.
I like dresses made of cotton.
Oh, Donna, I don't. I like to wear wool clothes. That's why winter is my favorite time.
I think wool is expensive, Joan. I can buy 3 pairs of cotton pants for the price of 1 pair of wool pants.
Well, wool's not as expensive as silk.
Now listen to the questions and write the answers. Number 1. What kind of dresses does Donna like? Number 2. Why does Joan like winter? Number 3. Why doesn't Donna like wool? Number 4. What material is more expensive than wool? Let's check your answers to the first dialogue. Number 1. What kind of dresses does Donna like? She likes dresses made of cotton. Repeat, she likes dresses made of cotton. Number 2. Why does Joan like winter? She likes winter because she likes to wear wool clothes. Repeat, she likes winter because she likes to wear wool clothes. Number 3. Why doesn't Donna like wool? She thinks wool is too expensive. Repeat, she thinks wool is too expensive. Number 4. What material is more expensive than wool? Silk is more expensive than wool. Repeat, silk is more expensive than wool. Now listen to the next conversation. Take notes and be ready to answer some questions.
Are those rubber boots, Helen?
Yes, they are, Sally. I wear them in rainy weather, like this lovely rainy day.
Do you have any leather boots?
Oh, yes. I have 3 pairs of leather boots and 2 leather handbags. I love leather.
Are those rubber boots, Helen?
Yes, they are, Sally. I wear them in rainy weather, like this lovely rainy day.
Do you have any leather boots?
Oh, yes. I have 3 pairs of leather boots and 2 leather handbags. I love leather.
Now, listen to the questions and write the answers. Number 5. Why is Helen wearing rubber boots? Number 6. How many pairs of leather boots does Helen have? Number 7. Does Helen like leather? Let's check your answers. Number 5. Why is Helen wearing rubber boots? She's wearing rubber boots because it's raining. Repeat. She's wearing rubber boots because it's raining. Number 6. How many pairs of leather boots does Helen have? She has 3 pairs of leather boots. Repeat. She has 3 pairs of leather boots. Number 7. Does Helen like leather? Yes, she loves leather. Repeat. Yes, she loves leather.
Now listen to this conversation, take notes, and be ready to answer a couple more questions.
I love pretty jewelry, Irene.
Me too, Peggy. Most of my jewelry is gold.
Is it? I like silver. I have silver rings, silver earrings, and silver necklaces.
Well, Peggy, if you really want to know, my favorite jewelry has diamonds. Lots and lots of diamonds.
I guess you like expensive jewelry. I love pretty jewelry, Irene.
Me too, Peggy. Most of my jewelry is gold.
Is it? I like silver. I have silver rings, silver earrings, and silver necklaces.
Well, Peggy, if you really want to know, my favorite jewelry has diamonds. Lots and lots of diamonds.
I guess you like expensive jewelry.
Now answer these questions. Number 8. What kind of jewelry does Irene have? Number 9. What kind of jewelry does Peggy like? Number 10. What is Irene's favorite jewelry? Let's check your answers. Number 8. What kind of jewelry does Irene have? Most of her jewelry is gold. Repeat. Most of her jewelry is gold. Number 9. What kind of jewelry does Peggy like? She likes silver jewelry. Repeat. She likes silver jewelry. Number 10. What is Irene's favorite jewelry? Her favorite jewelry is jewelry with diamonds in it. Repeat. Her favorite jewelry is jewelry with diamonds in it.
Now look at figure 3. Listen to a paragraph and select the topic. You will hear each paragraph twice. We use man-made materials to make many things. Plastic, polyester, and rubber are examples of some man-made materials. We use plastic to make dishes, furniture, and other things. We use polyester to make clothes, and we use man-made rubber in cars. These are just a few uses for these materials. All of us have at least one, if not several, things made of these materials in our homes or in our cars. We use man-made materials to make many things. Plastic, polyester, and rubber are examples of some man-made materials. We use plastic to make dishes, furniture, and other things. We use polyester to make clothes, and we use man-made rubber in cars. These are just a few uses for these materials. All of us have at least one, if not several, things made of these materials in our homes or in our cars. Now listen to the next paragraph. Iron is one of the most important metals in the world. Because it is very strong, we use it to build houses and office buildings. We also use it in cars, trains, and many other things. We have not found another metal that we can use as much as iron. Our whole world would look very different without it. Iron is one of the most important metals in the world. Because it is very strong, we use it to build houses and office buildings. We also use it in cars, trains, and many other things. We have not found another metal that we can use as much as iron. Our whole world would look very different without it. Now let's take a look at your answers. Number one is C. The topic was man-made materials. Number two is B. The topic was iron. Now listen to a dialogue. Excuse me, sir. Could I speak to you about this letter?
I can't talk to you now, Private Watson. I'll talk to you in an hour.
Look at figure 4. Each sentence is part of the dialogue. Listen to my sentence and then say yours. Ready? Excuse me, sir. Could I speak to you about this letter? Look at figure 5. We're changing roles. You begin this time. I can't talk to you now, Private Watson. I'll talk to you in an hour. Listen to this dialogue. Sir, I have a doctor's appointment this afternoon. Could I leave class a little early?
Yes, you can. Don't forget to do your homework.
Look at figure 6. I'll read my part, and then you read yours. Sir, I have a doctor's appointment this afternoon. Could I leave class a little early? Look at figure 7. It's your turn to start. Yes, you can. Don't forget to do your homework. Listen to another dialogue.
Sarah, could I borrow your dictionary tonight?
You can't tonight, Sally. I need it. You can borrow it tomorrow night.
Look at figure eight. I'll say my line, and then you say yours. Sarah, could I borrow your dictionary tonight? Look at figure nine. You begin this time. You can't tonight, Sally. I need it. You can borrow it tomorrow night. This is the end of tape 2A, book 13.